Well, here it is. We're here. It's Saturday. This is Power Hour, about 248, I think. So we've done around 248 of these, approximately. I might be off by one or two. So 5 years of them. Wow. Can you believe that? And we usually get a quite crowd now. So those of you who have been here since day one will remember when we had 12 people. I think 8 people was probably the first. I think we had 12. It was a big deal. 12, 20 was like big deal. Now we have many hundreds. Let's grab the Zoom controls here for a second. Need to share something. Just one moment. Done with that. Get the presentation up here. For today, we're going to talk about this quite a bit. And then let me give you the format of the show so you can know how it goes. And get the share going here if I can get Zoom to cooperate. It likes to bomb a little bit on the first launch of, for whatever reason, of the PowerPoint. So we'll see. Okay, you should be able to just see that for a second. That's kind of what we're talking about. So the format of the show is we're going to do the hour. There's Wings credit available for this show. It'll be at the end, near the last number of minutes or so. There'll be a something in the chat that will come up, and it'll be a link, and you have to click onto that link in order to get Wings credit, because what we do is then we upload that as a as like a well, kind of like an Excel file up to the FA, and they will process, because if we do it manually, it's just too much to do. We probably wouldn't even do it, right? It's just so much copy paste. We wouldn't want to do that. So you'll need to do that. And that way, if you mess up your name, it's your fault, right? There's all that too. And then about halfway through, we'll take a small break, about 5 minutes. It's like I'll call it my me time, right? And I'll go through some stuff we're working on and tell you about things that we do, or just things that are coming up. Maybe give you a later, I don't want to make it part of the show. I'll give you an update on what we're doing in the part 141 modernization. As you know, I sit on that some several subcommittees about rewriting, that we're rewriting part 141. We're giving the recommendations for that. So I'll give you some updates on that. And let me move this thing out the way, get my screen set up here correctly. The best way to communicate is via chat, although. And at the end, so let's go through the rest of it. So I'm complete here. Get to the chat. Okay. So at the very end of the show, then what will happen is we'll close it out, and then the next hour, if you're around, you can stay around for as long as you want. I'll go through the chats, right? Go through that, and then when we're finished with that, that sometimes takes between, say, 15 minutes to 30 minutes, something like that. Then I open the room up to open mic. So you can say what you want, you can talk, you can ask questions, and not, you can ask whatever. If it's on topic, that's fine. If it's something you're burning questions you have or something like that, go ahead and ask it. It's fine to do. So we do that in the second, sometimes third, fourth, sometimes it goes a long time till 5 o'clock sometimes, and now it's noon. So, but you can stay for as long as you want. The idea is to develop a sense of like, you know, just community to say, okay, like today, it's right. We couldn't go to the airport and fly now if we wanted to anyway. So like, it's just gonna be bad. So we'll just do something different. Okay, so let's start with this. Let me get this going and let's see who's here. There's a lot of people here. There's almost 400 of you already. Let me start the show. This will bomb once, and that's fine. We don't. Boom. There it bombs. See? How'd I know that? Okay. So this is sort of like right up my alley, this kind of topic. So we'll spend some time. The slideshow itself is pretty dull and boring. It's just the prompting notes to me. This will be in the chat later, so you know. And there's a couple handbooks in here which we're going to go through. They're not FAA handbooks at all. Huh? With that, usually touting the FAA handbook, not this time. So the name of this is going to be A Professional Approach to Flight Training. I basically fly and teach like a professional, right? This is sometimes a lacking in our business, but other times it's quite prevalent. So, and I think I've been through enough of this and doing it long enough to identify sort of like the model behavior that we want, because even though aviation is pretty standardized, it requires a particular set of skills. It requires a particular mindset, and you can get away with not having any of, well, not the skills, but you can get away with, or you can be marginal. But there's a certain aviation is not very resilient. The airplanes are kind of flimsy if you look at them, right? Like if you look at some of the airplanes we fly, look like little kites, all right? Okay, they go to a Cessna 172, look like a spam, like a can with a propeller at the end of it. They're not, I mean, you could break it if you want. You go back and you just wrench on, you can break the elevator pretty easy, right? Yeah, harder to do that in a car, right? It's harder, but and then if you do it, you're stuck, right? So you have to have a little different sense of care and purpose because this thing can bite you, right? Pretty quickly. So we're going to talk about how to develop that and how your approach to flying should center around things like that. And we'll model the best behavior we can. We're going to see it in just a second. I've got a couple of these handbooks up. I think you're really going to like them. And I put links to them in the presentation, which could come to you after the show. We're going to give this to you after the show. Okay. So you'll have this if you're waiting for it. Okay. So first I'd like to say that flying is not for everyone. Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.